What is the most natural outcome that you leave as a legacy? The inheritance you would like to leave in this world when you look at your family, our children. And we will look in the children's hymn composed by Cristian Pedreiro. What are children? What are they doing? And what they have and what we have because of them? So let's look now at the key scriptures about children. And so number one, it's Tehillim or Psalm 127. And it is written, unless Yehovah builds the house, the labor is in vain. Unless Yehovah guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. This is very important to think about how God is building and how God is protecting us, because He's the creator and He's the provider. And it continues, it is vain to rise up early and retire late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for He gives to His beloved the bread, like in sleep. So we go to rest and we see the fruit. Like when you have a garden and you work the garden, you go to rest and the plants are growing. And the same is with the children. And Paul is recognizing this, that we plant and water, but it's God who's giving the growth. So whenever we feel like we need growth, it's God who's providing the growth, but it's us who are working towards that. We praise God for this understanding, this knowledge, this discernment from this psalm, and it continues. Behold, children are heritage of Yehovah, the fruit of the womb, a reward, arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Blessed is the man that has his quiver full of them, because it is not being ashamed when speaking with the enemies at the gate. So we see from this verse is that having children, because God is life and He's providing life, we get married and we are united in marriage as man and woman. And as we celebrate this unity, He's providing fruit. And in the same, in the congregation, when disciples are united, we complete each other, we love each other, we give to one another what we need, and we make disciples. God is providing fruit to the vine. And so this is very helpful to understand what is a child, is the inheritance we leave behind. So when I got married, I formed a new family when we had as married the first child, because that's what we leave behind. And so you can listen to the hymn of children, and this is the first stanza, and then the refrain or the choir comes from Shemot, the book of names, or Exodus 20. Also Devarim, the book of the words, Deuteronomy chapter 5, and is quoted by the humble apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians chapter 3. In these letters written for disciples, and now we as disciples, we learn from it. And it is written what our children supposed to do and what they get as they fulfill this guide. So children, we can sing it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, and you have a promise. Honor your father and your mother, that you may do well, and that you may live long. And the children love to sing this long, because they would like to live long. And this is the fruit, the promise, the have after the honor. They see value. They see the precious father and mother. Just like in the Proverbs, they get the understanding that how to live in order to live and live eternally. And so, what are children doing? They obey the parents in the Lord. So, whenever a parent is giving direction that is righteous, a child needs to follow. Sometimes parents, they give other kind of communications. And so, children can discern this, remaining in the scripture. How shall a young man keep clean his path? By taking heed to your word, by paying attention to the word of God, to the scriptures. So both children and adults need to remain in the scriptures. And this is a great promise, that you may do well and you may live long. So who wants to have a good fruit? Who wants to live well? Wellness comes from this. True wellness, true fitness comes from this. True longevity comes from this. And when we honor, when we see value, when it's important for us, the good guidance that comes from the Lord, then we have wellness and longevity. So, I'm looking forward to your cover. Paste this poster on your wall so that you will see and sing with your family. And so, also in that chapter, Paul is saying, parents, do not provoke or exasperate your children, yet nurture them, guide them, instruct them, train them, disciple them. And these are some examples as we were as parents in thousands of situations with thousands of people so far. And I listen when your voice is calm. Because, you know, communication, the quality of our relationship comes from the quality of our communication. And we want a communication that is edifying, is respectful. And so I'll be happy to do extra things I do for you when I feel respected. And also, I'll get that for you when I see that you've finished your work. And so there's a fruit after a process. You'll get that after you finish your work. And you feel that this is edifying communication, is not fighting communication. So these are some examples how to, instead of provoke, to disciple, to guide. And this bears good fruit. And let me know in a comment, how was your experience using this? And if you have other questions in parenting, marriage. And so let's see how Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua, talked about children. Because in Mark chapter 10 and Matthew 19, we see that some children are brought to him. Why? In order to see what Jesus is doing for them. And so he's saying, let the children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of God. Whoever will receive the kingdom of God humble as a little child will enter in. And he lay hands on them and blessed them. So we are supposed to talk well over our children, to bless them. And a true child is humble because it's dependent on the parent until it becomes independent and can, number one, feed himself and walk and talk and communicate, right? Write and read and sing. And so he's learning communication with God and the others. He's learning mobility, moving around to care for himself and for those around. And so we are blessing our children, and God bless every child to get to know God as soon as possible, because this is the purpose of life. That's why we live here, and the mission is make him known, and that's why we're in this time together, to know him better or remember things, and also use this to share with others. Nowadays it's so easy to share this recording with other people and to bless children, to bless the youth, to bless parents with this knowledge, with this understanding, with this encouragement, with this clarity from God. And we praise God. And so the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is where the will of the King is being done. And the will of Yehovah for us is to live eternally. And while we are here, to be content with what we have, because he's providing. And we start with the light. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the air. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you for the clothing. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for the relationships we already have. Already is the key word. So when you think about the kingdom, we want to see the kingdom of heaven everywhere. Just like in heaven, his will to be done on earth and to advance in every location, in every generation. And so bless the children. And he loves someone that's humble. He opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So this is how Yeshua is talking about children. And I took time to research thousands of writings, communications, books in history, and I put together like the top 7 essential topics. And I formed it in like the ABC, like 3 or top 10, and so on. But now I picked 7 because it's like the 7th day of creation. It's very easy to look like the creation was like 1, 2, 3. It was the light, it was the sea, it was the earth, and then the 4, 5, 7, he was filling the sky and the waters and the land, and then 7, he rested. And so number 1, it's about communication. So if I coin the whole idea of communication, is how do you learn wisdom from history in order to communicate with confidence? You know, this is so special when you know something, a topic, a skill, you have confidence. And so looking back into history is so helpful because you learn from other people's mistakes. And this is wisdom. You avoid failing and you learn from their victories. And so it's so special. That's why we remain in the scriptures, and that's why we sing the scriptures, because my legacy I'd like to leave behind, there are a few scripture hymns that are putting together the wisdom that you need for life in eternal life. And so that's the ministry, singing scriptures on Relate Forever, on Cantando Escrituras and Cristian Pedro. Now I'm working with 4 languages, English, Spanish, Romanian and Hebrew. And what was your best communication so far? When you think about communication with God in prayer, communication with one another, when you had clarity, and when you ended up with a conclusion, and you follow up, and you saw good fruit. So, number 1, wisdom from the past. Number 2 is how do you eat healthy to have healing energy? Now, when you think about you want to have health, it comes from food. And I put together like a list of food, nutrition list. So basically, God created for every part of our body a food, like an element to nurture that part of the body. And so, for example, if you have weak eyesight and you want to give good nutrition, feed your eyes, you eat more carrots, soup, raw. And so it's just an example, but you look at the book, that the list that they put is like for every part of the body there is a food, and let the food be the medicine. This is amazing, because I've seen thousands of people recover, and most of the supplements come from nutrition that is available and is very easy to find out. And so I know the food is one thing, the movement is another, and the rest, we need all three. But when you think about having a nutrition plan, this is very special, to have a nutrition plan. So number two, nutrition. Number three is, how do you feel safe? And this comes with the shelter. So basically, you feel safe when you have a shelter, right? We have limits, and limits show love, because, you know, the walls of a house, if the walls start crumbling, you feel like, okay, this is not safe. But these are the limits, and so we need to love each other, to put righteous limits in communication, just like I showed earlier. Okay, I will communicate with you when your voice will be as calm as mine, in order to hear each other and to understand the purpose of the communication and take a decision and follow up. And so you feel safe when you have these good limits. And part of the limits is clothing. Men have a kind of clothing, women have another kind of clothing. And when you look at a man or a woman, we need to clothe as manly as possible, or as feminine as possible for the woman. And so for the girls, learn this. Do not expose your body. Let your husband discover yours. And so modesty is a key word here. Sanctity. Whenever people were keeping themselves holy, as God is holy, He was protecting them. And so number three, we look at safety. Number four is, how do you see your worth? The way you see yourself will make you do things. So whenever you accept yourself fully, how God, when you take a moment to think about it, meditate about, okay, so God made me a man, I need to be as manly as possible. And then, at what season of life am I right now? You know, I'm in my summer. So spring is like 20 years, summer is 40, autumn is up to 60, and winter is 80 plus. So every season has its purpose, and we usually prepare every season for the next one. But this is very important to accept. Okay, God created me, and He gave me that instruction how to live. And so find your worth, your value in God and how He created you, and not in what the world is tempting. And the authority is the Creator, because life and death is in His hands. We need to fear Him, reverence Him, respect Him. And so this is very important, because people are doing different things to grab attention, or they add things to the, or subtract. So being humble is being real. Not too much, not too less. If you're a child and you have 10 years old, you don't have to look like someone who has 30 or 20. Or if you are an adult and you have, 50 years old, you don't have to look like someone in your 20s. Because, I want to feel young. Well, work out. You can be in super shape at 50, just like in your 20s. You just have to keep your nutrition in check, work out every day, take cold showers, move around to serve others, think about God and others more than yourself, and this is love. So your worth, your value is very important, and when we look at God, how much He thinks about us and how valuable we are before Him, and He gave His Son for us in order for us to understand sacrifice, and we are giving up our lives, like our desires and everything, in order to live a righteous life for Him. Okay, so number five is movement. It's a movement. What is movement for? Why we can travel? Why? Well, it's for work. And whenever we do something, the motivation why we do things or why we move is to fulfill the guidance. To love God and love one another. To give and build this kingdom of heaven on earth. Because these are true friendships. And the next chapter, the next topic, it will be on relationships. But that's why we move. That's why we have the freedom of movement. And that's why we can work and have the gifts we have. So we're training our skills, our gifts. We're using our gifts in order to build the kingdom of heaven, the empire, the realm, the congregation, assembly, however you want to call the church, the family of God. And so we move around, obviously, to care for ourselves, because yes, we need food and working out, but why we do all this is in order to serve, in order to help those around us. And what we do for eternity, not for money, because this is passing away. Money is useful here on earth, and we exchange it, we use it, but we're doing it for God, and God is providing. And when you care for the others, they care for you. It's not an expectation, it's a reality. That's why we love one another. And so, chapter 6, how do you have fruitful relationships with your family and friends? The purpose of a relationship, a connection, is to bear fruit. And so, a man and a woman get married in order to have children and train them to do the same. But this is the life map, a plan for your life. Is if you're a child and you're a boy, you want to be a man and have a family, have a farm, be fit, be faithful. That's the fame you want to have. If you're a girl, you want to be a woman, as feminine as possible, with long hair, mother's dress, speak with kindness, and be ready to deliver children and care for the children and care for the household and teach your children to do the same in your farm with your family and with the friends in the community of the disciples of the Anointed One with the assembly. That's why great communities were built on homesteading, homeschooling, house churches. So you can always ask, knowing that and having that life map and that plan, what is the best use of our resources right now in order to make the difference? Because looking into history, there not as many people that were truly fruitful, but there are some. And so my example is Enoch. He walked with God by faith, and he had sons and daughters, but at one point he was taken away by God because he liked his walk with him. But fruit, you know, he had sons and daughters. So last chapter, or last point in the letter for children, is how do you restore or fully rest each night? And that's a third part of our life when you think about it. So if you think one part of our life, it's learning and feeding, you know, physically, spiritually, intellectually, emotionally. The other part is working out, moving around, traveling, serving. And the third part is resting. And we need all three. These are key to have the highest quality in each three areas. That's why I said, you know, sometimes I present this letter very briefly, in maybe 3 minutes, and it's like the ABC, okay, nutrition on all four dimensions of life, and then it's like movement again, and then it's rest. Rest is important. And nowadays there's a lot of electromagnetic pollution. It's wireless and it's, you cannot see it. It's invisible, but you can feel it. It creates oxidative stress. So it's basically stressing your body, and especially if you have a weaker part of your body, that's where you feel the most pain. And so limit the radiation at night. Measure, stop every electronic device, and have the place of rest at night free of radiation. Like where we sleep, it's like zero. And there's darkness and there's quietness. And so to have that rest, and also emotionally, before sleep, share everything on your heart. Do not have anything on your heart that it's, you know, problems or unresolved conflict. Resolve everything before you get to rest. Number one, with God, share it with God, pray about it, share it with the ones that can do something about it. Not with others that just can listen and say, yeah, but, you know, that's why be prepared, and be prepared also for afterlife. When, before you get to sleep, be sure you believe that Jesus Christ, anointed Yeshua, is the Son of God, and He has all power in heaven and on earth, and that's why you follow Him as a disciple, and that faith, you know, it changes your the way you think, the way you speak, the way you do things. So that's repentance, that's transformation, that's replacing what's not working with what's working. And you be sure that you have been baptized into His name, immersed into water, mikveh. That moment when you get into the water, into the name of Yeshua, Jehovah saves, and He is cleansing you, forgiving your sins, and sealing you with the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of your salvation. And continue afterwards faithfully to assemble with other disciples into His name, so that to fulfill the one another commandments, to love, to pray, to encourage, while converting others. So be sure that you are a disciple and you have the hope of eternal life. And you will go at rest with peace. And so God bless you for being together. You can look at some examples in the scriptures, like Yeshua is the number one example you can look. And he, as a teenager, he was already talking about, teaching about Torah, the Pentateuch, the instruction in the temple. So he's a great example. And we see the writings of Paul to Timothy. Timothy was also growing up in the scriptures, knowing the scripture, and he was an evangelist. And also you can go to the Proverbs, like one chapter every day for your household, reading with the children and asking questions, how, what do we get out of it and how can we practice it. And Joseph is another example of a teenager that was dedicated to God and not compromising, and God raised him up. And Daniel, again, in captivity. So these are some good examples. So I'm looking forward to a poster. Write a poster with what you understood, how you will practice it and with whom will you share it. And I'll say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for this knowledge, this understanding, this discernment that helps us understand that children are our inheritance. And please, Father, bless each every child to hear this recording, because everyone that understands English needs to understand if it is a child, is the legacy, is the inheritance that will remain. And it matters to take the decision today to obey the righteous instruction from you, and especially if the parents are disciples and they give this and help them just discern whenever there's a righteous instruction or not, and follow it and bless them with a good life and long life, longevity and wellness, true in your kingdom, Father. Please bless the parents, Father, so that they will know how to communicate in every situation. Give them the wisdom and the patience, Father, so that they will build the children up and not provoke them. And Father, this is for eternity. We are building families and friendships and communities for eternity. We bring a little bit of heaven on earth, and we thank you for that, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah, the only true living God, the Creator. We praise you for the creation, for everything we already have. And we ask in Jesus' name, the Yeshua's name, our Savior's name, what we still need to complete through the Holy Spirit in your kingdom, in every location, in every generation, until the end of this world. Amen. God bless you.